I like to throw you a curveball now and then.
That'll throw him off the scent.
Welcome to the Hackaday Podcast. My name is Mike Stish. I'm editor-in-chief of Hackaday.
Hi, I'm Elliot Williams. I'm managing editor of Hackaday.
This is episode 76. Today we're talking about grinding compression screws, scratching PCBs, and melting foam. Elliot, I was really sad to wake up on Tuesday and learn of the passing of Grant Imahara, who is just 49 years old. Of course, I think most people know him from his time on Mythbusters, but he was a pretty awesome roboticist who worked on a ton of stuff and will greatly be missed.
Yeah, he really had an effect on a lot of people. Actually, a lot of the Mythbusters people were kind of inspirational for a lot of hackers I know, just because they were kind of doing real-time hacking on TV. It was one of the few shows where you'd actually see smart people doing smart hacking engineering on TV. And I know Grant inspired a lot of people. So, yep, sad news indeed.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it, but for anyone listening that hasn't, he did a fireside chat at the first SuperCon way back in 2015, and Sophie Kravitz and Chris Gammel sat on stage and kind of interviewed him, and just a lot of cool stuff came out of there. He talks about getting into engineering, that sort of thing, but one of the cool nuggets that comes out of there is he mentions that they were on like a 10-day cycle for coming up with the ideas, building them out, and filming the results for Mythbusters. And that sounds horrifying and like the most fun you could possibly have.
Yeah, I mean, they have that vibe in the show, right? Like there is that energy of we got to get this done and we got to get it done on schedule. And it's kind of funny to hear that it's actually entirely legit as well.
Yeah, so for about 10 years before he started up at Mythbusters, in between graduating at USC with an EE degree, he went and worked for Lucasfilm and was actually for most of the time in the Industrial Light and Magic part of it. And so he did a lot of the electronics in the R2-D2 for the three prequel movies. He did some Terminator movies. I know elsewhere in his career, he did like the robotics for the Energizer Bunny for some of their live events. I'm not sure if it was just live events and commercials or not, but I mean, just a lot of cool stuff. And in researching his life this week, I went and looked at his Twitter feed. And earlier this year, he built a really awesome animatronic Yoda that he was planning to take in on visits to children's hospitals. So really great guy. And sorry to hear for his passing. Grant will definitely be missed. So there is no way to segue out of that. So we just have to abruptly go on. And we're going to go on with a celestial inspiration.
Yeah, I read last week about the comet Neowise that's floating around right now. I guess Sunday was a good time to go see it, but that's in the past, so you should get out and go see it now. Have you ever seen a comet before, Mike?
You know, I remember pursuing Halley's Comet when I was little. With binoculars, and I grew up in North Dakota on the eastern side, which is like the flattest area in the world. It was a prehistoric lake basin, so like literally just flat.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure we just went out into the country, which is not a very far drive, and tried to see it, but I can't remember if we saw it or not.
We definitely saw Halley's. My parents, we were in Boulder, Colorado at the time. My parents actually bought a telescope just for the event, and we went up to the top of Pike's Peak. And there were about, there must have been 100 other people up there. It was just at like a comet fan club or something. And everybody was up there with a whole bunch of different telescopes. We didn't even need to buy one. We didn't know. But we had binoculars too. It was pretty good. And what else? Then there was Hale Bopp, which I was in California in grad school at the time. That was a pretty good one too. Like, you could see that from our dorm, like looking up at the sky. So that was pretty cool.
Wasn't there some cult involved with that one? Like people that thought that signaled the end of the world?
Oh, God. Yeah, the Black Nikes cult. What was the deal with them? They were up around near San Diego, too.
Yeah, I just remember something about Poway that in the back of my mind.
Poway or Ramona or something like that. They were, they were locals.
Well, I have not heard of a cult for this one.
I think that's because crazy cults are a thing of the past. We're all about science and rationality now.
Yeah, so Neowise has been around to see for a while now, a number of days, but it's generally been like the 4 a.m. hour that you need to see it. It is, so if you think about the orbital plane of our solar system, the planets are all roughly, you know, orbiting like along a dinner plate that's rather flat. And this comet is coming up from below the dinner plate, and it has looped up above the sun and is coming out past Earth and above us. So you can see it in the northern hemisphere. And Tom wrote a great article on it. In the comments, someone named Hugo put in a link to Stellarium-Web, which does a super good job of showing you where it's going to be in the night sky, depending on what day and what time. And I've been trying to see it this week, but it's been overcast. But you need to see it by the 22nd, maybe as late as the 25th, depending on where you are. And you can see it with the naked eye, and it's super bright, and it won't be back for 6,800 years. So don't miss it.